And so to our second PhD for this week, this time from Perth. Jacob Hawkins likes eating out.
Years ago, during my bachelor's degree, I lived in San Francisco. And when my friends and I went to our favorite Chinese restaurant, there were no menus. Instead, the owner would seat us and say, "Okay, how many want beer? How many vegetarian?" Today, more and more people are becoming vegetarian because of concern about meat production on the environment. And the question of how much meat, if any, to include in a diet can have major ramifications, particularly when you're talking about meat consumption in the most populous nation in the world. My area of study is the greenhouse gases associated with China's changing diet. As China has become wealthier, its diet has shifted away from cereals, grains, and a small amount of meat to a diet with more fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, meat, and dairy products. The literature shows that, not surprisingly, greenhouse gas emissions from food consumption have also increased substantially. In my research, I'm using a technique called index decomposition analysis to see how much of the increases in greenhouse gas emissions are a result of increased food consumption, the types of food consumed, or the technologies used to produce foods. What has been surprising is that while the consumption of meat and dairy in China has more than tripled in the 20 years between 1991 and 2011, that even with accounting for trade and imports, the emissions from this increased consumption has only increased by about 70%. This can be explained by improved efficiency in food production. So, while the increased consumption of livestock products generated 430 million tons of greenhouse gases, more than all of Spain and Portugal combined, improvements in production methods reduced this amount by 240 million tons, roughly the greenhouse gases of Singapore and Malaysia combined. There are valid concerns that there is a limit to how carbon efficient the livestock sector can become. Meat will always generate a disproportionate amount of greenhouse gas relative to crops. But my research is finding that while China's diet is changing with its growing wealth, innovation is limiting the rise of greenhouse gases associated with its meat consumption to levels well below what has been feared. China's farmers are demonstrating that production efficiency can be harnessed not only for profits, but also for tempering harmful effects on the environment following dietary changes resulting from increased wealth.
Well, there's some good news to bear in mind as we contemplate final messages from Paris. Jacob Hawkins at the University of Western Australia.